Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So we learned about the Shlamim, the Shalmei Tzibra that are brought on Shavuos, that come along with Shteil Lechem. Is there any other carbon that comes along with bread? And the answer is yes, there are more. For example, the carbon Toida. Carbon Toida is really a kind of Shlamim, and it comes along with four different types of bread, three types of matzah, one minas chametz. From each type, you have to bring 10, so there's a total of 40. Again, four types of bread, three types of matzah, one type of chametz. 10 of each, so it's 40. Carbon Tidus, we have already discussed, has a shorter amount of time that you can eat it, unlike a regular carbon shlamim, which has the day you shechted that night plus the entire next day. The carbon Tidus, you don't have the next day. The carbon Tidus, as well as the lechem that comes along with it, has to be eaten on the day that you bring it and that night. When you shecht the carbon, the lechem gets its kiddusha. When you're zoyrik the dam of the carbon, that's matir, the bread's to be eaten in the same way that the shechita of the lambs on Shavuos is mekadesh the shtei lechem that comes along with them. There too we said that the zrikas hadam is matir the lechem biachila. In our Mishnah we're going to see this yisayt. The lachmei toida is like secondary to the zavach. It's a tuffel to the actual meat of the carbon. Someone has a machshav of pigle on the carbon, that's going to be mefagel the lechem. The lechem too becomes pigle. But a machshav of pigle on the lechem wouldn't render the carbon pigle, the meat pigle. Let's see the Mishnah. Once again, Sechtes Menachos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hatoide mefageles es halechem. If a person has a machshav of chutz lezmani on the carbon, then the lechem that comes along with it is pigel. One would be chayev karis for eating it. Now the same is true, says the Bat Tanura, in regard to the kifsei atzeres. A machshav is pigel on the shtei alechem, would passel the shtei alechem, but not the carbon. But a machshav is pigel on the carbon, on the lambs, that would automatically passel the lechem. We're going to see that in our Mishnah as well. Hatoide mefagelis es alechem, says the Mishnah. A machshav is pigel on the toide, Lorenda the lechem pigel, valechem in the mefagelis atayda. Kate said, how does this work? Shechet is atayda, some shechs the carbon tayda, lechem imenu lemachar, he veha lechem, both the carbon and the bread that comes along with it, mifugolin. If you eat either a kazayis basar or a kazayis lechem, one would be chayiv karas. But if he shechted it, thinking, lechem in halechem lemachar, only to eat the bread tomorrow, so halechem mefugel, only the lechem becomes pigel. Vatoida ainam a fagelis. The toida does not. In a similar vein, hakvosim, the lambs that are brought along on Shavuos, mefaglin as a lechem. That automatically would make the lechem pigel, but valechem ainam a fagelis a kvosim. The lechem wouldn't do it to the lambs. Ketzat. How does this work itself out? Hashoichet as a kvosim when you shech the lambs, thinking, lechem mehen lemacher, you're going to eat some of this tomorrow after the deadline. Heim vehalechem ifugalim. Both the lambs themselves and the lechem become pigel, even though he wasn't thinking anything wrong about the lechem. But if it's the other way around, if he shechted, thinking lechem and halechem lamachad eats from the bread tomorrow, halechem mefugel, only the lechem becomes pigel, v'akvasim einan mefugel. The pigel does not take effect on the kvasim. Why does the Mishnah have to teach me this halacha, both in regard to the chalas of the karm taida, as well as the shtei lechem? So the Bat Tanura explains as follows. If we just had the halacha by the carbon toida, I would say, well, that's where we say that if you had a machsheves pigel on the lechem, it doesn't affect the toida, because we don't wave them together. But in regard to the kvasim ha-shvuas, where, as we mentioned before, there's a halacha, you have to wave the kvasim with the chalas together, like the pasuk says, v'heinef ha-koyin oisem ala lechem, also we see the toida means for it to be one. So maybe over there, even if he only has a machsheves pigel on the lechem, it should affect the kvasim also. On the other hand, if we only had the case of the kvasim, on Shavuos, I would have said, well, that's where we say that if he thinks pigel on the keves, it affects the lechem, because they're connected through the tenufa, that you have to wave them together. But in regard to the taida, where there is no mitzvah of waving them together, I would say that even if he does do pigel on the taida, if he thinks that he's going to eat the meat afterwards, maybe that does not affect the chalas. So therefore, the Mishnah has to stress that in both cases, by the Shteilechem and Shavuos, as well as the Chalais of the Karban Taida. Machsheves Pigel on the Karban automatically affects the Lechem. Machsheves Pigel on the Lechem does not affect the Karban.